Hey everybody, this is Make Me a Mixtape number 5. Thanks for listening. To start off, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at makemeamixtaperadio@gmail.com or like the page on Facebook, facebook.com/makemeamix. And I really like interacting with you people that I don't know that are listening. It's really cool to kind of have it be a two-way experience. So let's get started with the music. We're going to start off with a song from High Dive, who are a Bloomington, Indiana kind of super group with Toby Foster, Ryan from Defiance, Ohio, and now Ginger Alfred from Good Luck. So let's listen to Through It All from their new record, New Teeth, on Salinas Records.
Forgotten the thing I've been trying to say all along, that we all lose sight of ourselves, and we all get so down sometimes. We tell lies and we start fights, we get lonely. We were raised to be so solitary, we forget that we can't make it on our own. The benefit of the doubt this time, but I won't let you make me feel like I'm worthless when I know that I'm trying. I let myself get caught up in all the lies you told to me. Forgot the things I've been trying to say all along, that I won't let myself believe that I could be anything less than the good I know I can be.
Waking from a daydream with not enough sleep, the sunlight is casting shadows on. Wondering why, thought that you'd be the guy. 'Cause it was definitely true love I felt when you placed your hands inside my belt. I've been bringing myself up just to fall asleep in some carry-ons. I don't know whether this is causing me harm. I could send you a note, I could learn to tiptoe. You probably think this a joke, words that I never spoke. Cause it was definitely true love I felt when you placed your hands inside my belt. I've been bringing myself up just to fall asleep into caring arms. I don't know whether this is causing me harm.
So that was High Dive with Through All of It. Melt Crimes with Deep Throat. Melt Crimes are a brand new band, or at least they just put out their first tape a couple weeks ago, but it seems like people in the UK are very, very excited about how great the band is. Nathan from Martha and Onsid had talked about how awesome he thought they were, and then one of the listeners of the show who lives in the UK sent me a message with a list of current bands in the UK he thought were doing really great stuff, and Melt Crimes was on that list. So, like I said, they've only been around, or at least their first release just came out a couple weeks ago, but they're a really great band, and a lot of people seem to like them. And then we heard a song by Mercury Girls, one of the two songs from their demo that has me really excited for their forthcoming first proper release on Slumberland Records. Now let's move on to the next song I'm gonna play, which is by the Hardy Boys. Yes, the exact Hardy Boys you probably thought of when I said that, the two mystery-solving teenagers from the classic book series had a Saturday morning cartoon on ABC from 1969 to 71 on Saturday mornings. And to adapt the Hardy Boys into a cartoon, they decided to go away from it being two male detectives and turned them into a co-ed multiracial rock band who went around on tour and solved mysteries in each city while they were on tour. So that was a pretty fun decision. And much like the Banana Splits and some of the Archie's cartoons, the cartoon was animated, but the band was real people and real footage. And the band actually put out two records at the time, which is kind of unusual. A lot of the bands that were on Saturday morning cartoons, that's the only place their music was, or sometimes they'd release the songs as cardboard cutouts you could cut out of cereal boxes, but they didn't have proper releases as records. But the interestingly enough, the Hardy Boys released two records on Dunwich Records, which was a Chicago garage rock label. And the story of how that came about is somewhat interesting. So the Hardy Boys was being developed by Filmation, who did many of the Archie's cartoons, the spinoffs like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and the Groovy Ghoulies. They did Fat Albert, and in the 80s they went on to do He-Man and She-Ra. So they were developing the Hardy Boys into a cartoon series, and the story is the head of Filmation happened to tell his bartender that he was looking to put out a record or to produce a record. And the bartender said, oh, the guy right down the bar runs a record label. You should talk to him. So then he talked to Bill Travis, who was the head of the record label, Dunwich. And it turns out that the head of Filmation had formerly been a DJ and was kind of a fan of the Dunwich record label. So he decided to let Dunwich cast the band that would put out the records, as well as being on film on the bookends of the Saturday morning cartoon. So that's what he did. And like I said, they went on to put out two records. The band actually even did some tours. So let's listen to a song by the Hardy Boys, and then I'm going to follow it up with two songs that are by some of the people who went into making the actual music for the Hardy Boys, you know, their more serious projects. So let's start it off with Namby Pamby by the Hardy Boys.
Candy,
Okay, that was Namby Pamby by the Hardy Boys, followed by Be My Baby by the Ronettes, and Up Down Sue by the Loved Ones. And like I said, the two songs after the Hardy Boys songs were by the people who went into making the Hardy Boys albums. And the Hardy Boys albums were written by Ellie Greenwich, who was famously a Brill Building songwriter. She's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for her songwriting. She did songs like Be My Baby, Leader of the Pack, Do Run Run. She even worked with Cyndi Lauper. She's an amazing songwriter, and I actually want to learn more about her because she must have had a pretty interesting life, because in the 80s there was a Broadway musical about her life called Leader of the Pack. But it just goes to show you how interesting some of these cartoon bands can be, that she didn't get any credit for writing the songs, but my research shows that she was the one who was hired to write the Hardy Boys albums. Now, she may have had a team with her working on them. She might have just dashed them off in one afternoon. It's hard to say. There's almost nothing written about the Hardy Boys cartoon, as it was not even a footnote in the careers of most of the people who worked on it, it seems. So then the next song we heard was by the Loved Ones, who are a garage rock band from the Chicago area, and who I suspect were one of the bands that actually made the music for the Hardy Boys. The band that was cast as the characters on the cartoon, it was definitely their voices on the records, but the songs were composed by people hired by the Dunwich record label, and Char Vintage of the Loved Ones could play every instrument. In fact, the Loved Ones and her previous band, she would write the songs on every instrument and then teach her friends to kind of play the other parts so she could take the band out on tour. So she was a multi-instrumentalist in Chicago at work under contract with Dunwich at the time where Dunwich made this album. So I suspect that she was definitely one of the people that went into making it, although I can't find any credits for the people who did. But like I said, I suspect it that she had part in it. And if not, that's an example of the grunge records that the Dunwich label was putting out at the time that they were hired to do the Hardy Boys record. So let's move on. Let's listen to some punk rock now. Let's listen to Dramatic History of a Boring Town by J. Church.
Like the old cliche, alone in a crowd, at the top of your lungs, you still won't hear a sound. The M-Lock cage, both protects and surrounds. Dramatic history of a boring town. The faint set of the faintest notion goes from my house to Richmond, which will burn to the ground. It dissipates. Selling our souls.
Okay, so that was J Church with Dramatic History of a Boring Town, and then Discount with Broken to Blue, followed by the Mr. T Experience with More Than Toast. J Church and Discount are two bands that are linked in my mind, I think mostly because I really, really liked them both at the same time and like kind of discovered them around the same time and was listening to them a lot at the same time. But they also did put out a split 7-inch together. And then Mr. T Experience is also a band I kind of linked to J Church only because at that time when I was listening to them, both Lance from J Church and Dr. Frank of Mr. T Experience seemed to be people who spent a lot more time crafting the lyrics of their songs than most of the other punk rock I was listening to in those days. And Dr. Frank actually has went on to be a great author. He has a really, really amazing book about high school called King Dork that if you haven't read King Dork, you really should read it. And I really love that Dr. Frank is one of the best writers I have ever known. And he's chose to apply his trade in pop punk and young adult literature. So he just has he's not trying to be cool in any way at all. He's just an amazing writer. And he happens to be probably influenced by things like the Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch and his songwriting. Obviously, he's a lot more influenced by someone like Cole Porter than by cool hipster bands or whatever. So, yeah, let's move on. And I'm going to play you a song by the Field Mice, who were a Sarah Records band. And I think sometime soon I'm going to do a episode that's a retrospective of Sarah Records. So I wanted to play you a song by a band on Sarah Records to kind of get you ready for that. I kind of have an interesting story about how I heard this specific song for the first time and the Field Mice. So around 1997, when Belle and Sebastian came out with two albums seemingly at the exact same time, I was blown away by Belle and Sebastian. The music seemed so timeless and perfect, and for them to be records that had just come out just really blew my mind. And I tried to read about Belle and Sebastian on the internet, but at that time they didn't do interviews, there were no photographs of them. They made it a point to not be photographed, to just use kind of like classic images on their albums. And I didn't know anything about them, but I joined a internet mailing list. If you remember back then, kind of when the internet was a lot newer, if you were interested in a subject, you would join the list and you would just get the responses of every single person who had something to say about it. And Sarah Records came up a lot as influences on Belle and Sebastian. I specifically remember it being Sarah Records, the band Orange Juice, and the band Felt were kind of the bands that I'd never heard and kept coming up. So I went to the record store with Sarah Records in mind and was pointed to a compilation called Air Balloon Road. So I bought the CD of Air Balloon Road, which was a compilation of a bunch of 7-inches that had come out on Sarah. And I put it in my CD player as I was driving away. And when the fourth song came on, which is called If You Need Someone by the Field Mice, I heard it and then turned back around and went to the record store to see if they had anything else by the Field Mice. And I bought some Field Mice records. And so that is how I heard the Field Mice for the first time. So let's listen to that song that caused me to turn my car back around and immediately buy all the Field Mice I could. This is If You Need Someone by the Field Mice.
Drunk music friends, and I've been thinking of that winter when we met. coat was so much warmer than the one that I had on. So he bundled me up tight and he held me in his arms. And I was so in love that I forgot to call you. And I was so caught up in me I didn't write. And before I'd realized it had been several years, before I'd realized there were Christmas tears. Could it be you need someone who can help you through the season? And if you are feeling alone, you know I will always need you. Some people are not meant to be together, and equally I think that some are meant to last. Know that it's been hard and you don't know if you'll make it. I think you should try at least to give it one more chance. I remember when I decided he was the one and the way the choice felt out of my hands. You were my confidant, you said that I should try. I've probably said too much again, but you know if you feel you need someone can help you through the season. And if you are feeling alone, you know I will always need you. All the streets have Christmas lights again, and all the coffee shops are playing Dean Martin. And even though it's bullshit just to make us buy, I feel glad in a part of my soul. It's like when I see lovers sharing a winter coat, or when I hear a new song that I really love. And when you write to me and tell me that you miss me, but that you're doing well. If you feel you need someone who can help you through the season, you are feeling alone, you know I will always need you. Could it be you need someone who can help you through the season? You know you don't need a reason. If you feel you need someone,
so that was If You Need Someone by the Field Mice. And like I said, one of the next episodes will be a retrospective of Sarah Records, where I think I'm just going to play some of my favorite songs from the label, maybe like in a chronological order, and just tell you a little bit about each band. And then we heard The Season by Elizabeth Moss. No, not by Elizabeth Moss, by Elizabeth Morris. Although, if Zoe Bartlett wants to put out an indie pop record, I'll totally listen to that, and I'll play it on the show for you guys. But that was Elizabeth Morris, the singer of Hello Darlin', who's a band that I love, but I hate saying that band name. Maybe if I had a UK accent, it wouldn't sound so dumb when I say it, but that's just a band who I can't really stand to say their name out loud. So if I'm not playing them every week because they're one of my current bands, it's probably because I don't want to have to say the name. So let's move on and listen to some music that is a little atypical of what I've been playing for you guys. So this is a good time to tell you I will be away for about a month after this episode. I'll be traveling. I'm going to Ohio to visit my family for the holidays. And before that, I'm taking a 1 week trip to New York City to see a bunch of plays, Broadway and off Broadway productions. The main thing I'm going to see that I'm super excited about is Lazarus, which is David Bowie's new musical based on The Man That Fell to Earth, starring Michael C. Hall in the David Bowie character. And it's a workshop of the musical that they have aimed at Broadway someday, but for now it's just the workshop. So the idea of that I managed to finagle a ticket, probably the hardest ticket to get in the city, and David Bowie's going to be there taking notes and telling Michael C. Hall how to be more like David Bowie really blows my mind that I'm going to get to see that. Then I'm also going to see Bruce Willis in the Broadway play of Misery, as well as Al Pacino in a brand new David Mamet play called China Doll. So yeah, I have a really exciting trip planned to New York City, and I think I'm going to play for you guys a song from a musical that came out this year. The musical Fun Home, based on the amazing graphic novel, has a really, really great soundtrack, and I'm going to play the song Ring of Keys, which I think the song's pretty self-evident, but it's about a little girl who goes into a diner and realizes for the first time that she is gay. And it's a heartbreakingly beautiful song. And the girl who sings it, Sydney Lucas, did it on the Tonys this year. And I thought it was really one of the most groundbreaking things that's ever been on primetime TV. It didn't get the kind of attention I was expecting it to get, but I do think there were probably a lot of little kids sitting in front of their TV in Oklahoma or Iowa that learned something really important about themselves while watching that. So let's listen to Ring of Keys from the Fun Home cast recording.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman. She came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old school butch.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before. I feel... I don't know where you came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel your swagger and your bearing and just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring.
I know. nights like this, when the world's a bit amiss and the lights go down across the trailer park, I get down, I feel had, I feel on the verge of going mad. And then it's time to punch the clock, put on some makeup and turn up the tape deck and pull the wig down on my head. And suddenly I'm Miss Midwest midnight checkout queen, until I head home and I put myself to bed. Strangest things seem suddenly routine. I look up from my vermouth on the rocks, a gift wrapped wedge still in the box of towering velveteen. I put on some makeup and some love and makeup and pull the wig down from the shelf. Some girls, they have natural ease, they wear it any way they please, with the French flip curls and perfume magazines. Okay, everybody. I put on some makeup and turn up the 8-track. I'm pulling the wig down from the shelf.
Okay, so that was Sidney Lucas singing Ring of Keys from the original Broadway cast recording of Fun Home, followed by the Polyphonic Spree doing Wig in a Box from Hedwig. And I got to see the original cast do Fun Home this year, and I got to see Hedwig and The Angry Itch on Broadway with the original Hedwig, John Cameron Mitchell, as well as getting to see Michael C. Hall play Hedwig. So it's been a fun year of things that I've got to see in New York City. And like I said, I'm going there next week, and I'm seeing a bunch of more plays and musicals that seem like they're going to be really awesome. So yeah, I know Ring of Keys is a little different than anything I've played in the show in the past. But I mean, if you don't like that song, if that song doesn't make you feel a lot of things, you just don't have a heart. So I think that's just a song everybody is going to like and appreciate. So like I said, I will be taking about a month off from doing this. This is the fifth episode, so if you're just now discovering it, go back and listen to the other ones, and I will be back with you guys in January. I'm going to end with another aspect of my trip that I'm leaving on, which is on New Year's Eve, I'm going to see The Promise Ring play the album Nothing Feels Good from start to finish in its entirety. And obviously I named this show after a Promise Ring song, so they are a band that I love and I'm really excited for that. So let's listen to Is This Thing On, which is the first song from the classic Promise Ring album Nothing Feels Good. And I will see you guys next year.